This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Brian Papoon. A federal judge approved the settlement of a lawsuit filed on behalf of more than 1,000 deaf Missourians over mental health services for the deaf. U.S. District Judge Matt Whitworth approved the settlement Thursday in Jefferson City in a suit filed by the Missouri Association of the Deaf. The suit accused the state of violating the Americans with Disabilities Act by failing to provide adequate care. The settlement requires greater availability of sign language interpreters and the development of outpatient and inpatient centers staffed with clinicians and case managers trained in aiding the deaf. A series of statewide meetings designed to take the pulse of transit needs in Missouri kicks off in the St. Louis suburb of Chesterfield next Monday. House Speaker Stephen Tilley put the panel together in early March. Members include transportation, labor, business, and political leaders. Committee co-chairman Bill McKenna was a member of the Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission from 2001 to 2007. He says there's a benefit to holding the hearings, even if they're only used for education.
I hope that we have a report at the end that's effective enough that it kind of moves the legislature to take a look and say, hey, this is a way to move our state forward. I mean, we've got a lot of people unemployed, and we've got a lot of needs. It seems like we ought to put those two things together.
McKenna says he hopes the conversations include one about funding transportation needs in the state. Lunch prices at Columbia Public Schools will rise next year. KBIA's Fred Katz explains how this change might affect local students.
The price of student lunches will go up 10 cents starting in the fall of 2012. A 2010 federal requirement says school districts must generate enough revenue to pay for the cost of lunches themselves. Director of Development at the Food Bank, Bobby Kincaid, says this change may affect the way the food bank helps provide lunches to students who can't afford them.
Families are hurting right now because of the economy, and having the lunch prices go up, I'm sure will take an impact on a lot of families.
Kincaid says the food bank currently provides lunches for about 8,600 children each week. Prices will be $2.50 at secondary schools and $2.25 at elementary schools. Both breakfast and adult lunches will stay at their current prices, $1.35 and $3 respectively. Fred Katz, KBIA.
A judge has dismissed a lawsuit challenging Missouri's new Medicaid insurance contracts, which covers more than 400,000 low-income residents. The ruling today by Special Judge B.C. Drum Jr. rejected all aspects of a lawsuit brought by Molina Healthcare Incorporated. The judge also denied Molina's request for an injunction blocking the state's new Medicaid managed care contracts from taking effect July 1st. Molina's currently covers about 80,000 people under Missouri's Medicaid program, but lost out when the state decided to cap the number of insurers at 3 while soliciting new bids. The judge described Molina as a disgruntled bidder. Drum's ruling said it would have cost Missouri taxpayers hundreds of thousands of dollars to halt the new contracts and would have harmed Medicaid participants. For KBIA News, I'm Brian Papoon.